Welcome to Guys We Fuck,
the anti-slut shaming podcast.
No, you haven't said.
I'm Christina Hutchins.
I'm Corinne Fisher,
and I'm your fuck boyfriend. Bring us your slutty, your horny, and your shame.
Hey, you a slut?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's talk about fucking.
What up, fuckers? Welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
It's the anti-slut-shaming podcast. I'm Corinne Fisher.
I'm Christina Hutchinson.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Hey, stop right now. Mm-hmm. Stop.
Thank you very much.
And you're going to think about whether or not you watched our special. If you can't remember, then you're going to need to watch it again.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's also a really bad review for us, but yeah, that's fine.
But we'll take it. We'll take the extra view if it makes you feel bad enough to watch it again.
It's called Our Special Day. It's on our YouTube, which you should be subscribed to anyway because there's a shitload of free content on there, and it's youtube.com/guyswefucked without the U and fucked. You're gonna leave a comment if you haven't, you're gonna subscribe to the channel, you're gonna maybe recommend it to a friend. All again, you guys said, hey, you know what, we'd prefer not to pay for all the stuff that you make, and we said,
ouch, but okay,
we hear you, we don't agree, no, but we hear you. We put it there, so then you're gonna need to do something else.
Yep.
Okay. Nothing in life is truly free.
Nope. It all costs something. Your integrity, your dollars, your energy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate anyone who has watched it already, and there are a lot of nice comments. Also, a lot of nice reviews. A lot of nice reviews on Apple. I've noticed.
Oh.
Every Friday when we go through this spiel, it's nice to know that unlike boyfriends, people are listening.
Yeah. You
know? So that's good.
That's a plus about not having a boyfriend. There's no one to not listen to you. So
right.
You're like, okay, I'm fine. I'm just starting at zero the way the Lord intended.
Yeah, I gotta thank the fuckers. You guys really do, for the most part, retain information.
Yeah.
And not surprisingly, you're women, so you're good at following instructions, which is lovely for this show.
Mm-hmm.
I would say in life, maybe follow less instructions.
Right, you don't have to be by the book exactly.
But yeah, thank you so much for doing it for us.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate it. And if you are a musician, or if you know somebody who's a musician and wants to submit their music to Guys We Fucked, all the music that you hear in between the interviews and the guests and the intro are from our listeners. They're listener submitted. So head on over to your mail app, your email app, and send streaming links to gwfpodcastmusic@gmail.com. And Mike Big Don Coscarelli will take it from there.
And also, please send MP3s.
Yes.
I need streaming links and MP3s.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
Something that I can use
right
in Adobe Audition.
Okay.
And
okay.
Also, don't send the guy you've been dating for 2 weeks his song. I will find out and we will rip it from the episode. Thank you. It's like, how many times we have to go over the same fucking lesson?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. A lot more than you think. All right. If you want to email us, it's sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com. There's not a subject line for today. This is just an email and we'll take it. Greetings from Australia. Fangirl from down under here, so I apologize if I use language that makes no sense. I've been a listener since September 2020. I'm very late to your podcast and comic genius, but it couldn't have come at a better time for me because my first few episodes coincided with my partner of 22 years leaving me for the local checkout chick who is several years older than us both and has 9 children.
Is this a real email?
Wow. No shame to cougars and large families, but it was a bit of a blow to my ego to find out that her circumstances were more appealing than mine. So yeah, their eyes met across the conveyor belt of a checkout area, and it was obviously love at first scan. As a friend tried to reassure me, he'd simply found the last plastic bag in our state, and that was still legal to use. I'm not sure to what degree they were involved before our separation, but it's not a great sign that their 1 year anniversary was a week to the day that he ended our relationship.
No.
I know this because despite blocking him, my fingers sometimes type his name out of their own accord and take me back to his page anyway, which is a strange phenomenon that Christina has stated happened to her before too, Winky. Long story short, I felt blindsided. We weren't without our challenges, but none that I considered deal breakers. And in fact, I thought that we were lucky to have such a warm, comfortable companionship after all that time. And yes, we still had sex regularly. I felt some of his reasoning was justified, but most of it unfair and hypocritical. It was a fairly straightforward separation with little animosity, although that was mostly because I worked hard to keep my feelings to myself, because expressing them would have simply made things harder, and it was unbearably hard already.
Yeah, it's always good to let your guy easily go and fuck someone else.
Hell yeah. I did, however, have one moment to rejoice, and that is because of you fucking legends. My former partner came to collect the last of his things from his man cave, mostly collectibles that I'd purchased as gifts for him over the years. Oof. I watched him callously throw gift after gift in the bin, and even the coasters that my 8-year-old niece had made for him. Yeah, of course he's not going to want them, but the way he tossed them away thoughtlessly stung a bit. Anyway, during this process, he put 2 stuffed toys to the side. I assumed that they were for his dog, who, by the way, is now my dog because he didn't want him, something I never thought he'd do. I realized I didn't know this person anymore.
Jesus.
As it turned out, they weren't for his dogs, but for his new girlfriend's children. Oh, boy. His exact words were, "Nah, I'm taking them for the kids because they'll enjoy them." Of course, I broke down, and he didn't see what the problem was. It was at this point that I remembered something you girls had been talking about on an episode, that there's always a, quote, right time for petty pranks, and a specific occasion you were talking about had something to do with poop. Oh, I remember that one well. My former partner and I had always had an issue with cats, so while he was distracted, I ferreted around in their litter tray and placed a fresh but relatively solid poop in a tissue. I then waited for him by his car, pretending to help him put his belongings in the boot. And when he walked away, I rolled that cat shit right underneath his back seat. The satisfaction received from that petty prank was unbelievable, and it fills me with joy every time I think about it. It gets pretty hot in Australia, in the Australian city that I live in. And I remember one of my friends saying that she never wanted 3 days straight of 40 degrees Celsius, which is 104 Fahrenheit, weather more in her life. Hoping you girls find that story amusing too, and are proud of yourselves for influencing this fucker to exact some perfectly petty prank revenge. Also,
I also hope it's helping having a while ago. I don't know what the statute of limitations are on like poop in a car, but I feel like you're outing yourself now.
You can't do that. Well, I mean,
I doubt he listens to this show. Wipe shit in someone's car. No, that's illegal.
That's illegal.
Yeah, we don't know the laws in Australia.
In America, you definitely could get you're damaging property. Absolutely.
Right. Yes, also, in America, you can't do that. No.
While I'm at it, I figured I'd ask a question. Since the end of my relationship, I've continued to shop at the same grocery store as the checkout chick. It's a local chain store. I don't go to multinationals that I've been shopping at for about over 10 years, along with the rest of my family. So side note, this checkout chick would have been well aware of my former partner's relationship status. I still go there because it's the closest location with all the products that I want. The other 2 stores nearby only have part of what I normally shop for, meaning I have to do a second trip elsewhere. I'm served by her regularly, and we're very cordial with each other, almost as if there's, quote, nothing to see here. Do you think I should be doing this? On one hand, I explain to people that I still go there because I refuse to be inconvenienced by her any further, and it genuinely is a pain in the arse shopping elsewhere, but I do feel uncomfortable being there despite not showing it outwardly.
No shit.
On the other hand, literally, pun intended, on the other hand, I wonder if I do it sadistically as some measure of control over her. Well, that's not a good option, and surely that can't be good for me, right? As another one of my friends argued in regards to that, she'll just have to deal with it because that's what happens when you shit where you eat. Would appreciate knowing your thoughts to help me decide whether to keep shopping there or not. Thank you both for being who you are and for your fucking awesome podcast. Your influence is immeasurably beneficial to womanhood. Huge love.
Okay. I mean, so obviously the paragraph where you convince yourself the reasons that you're shopping at this store still was unnecessary. And you can delete that in the revision of this email. but I mean, your reason for doing it, there's a lot of talk in here about like making this transition easy for your ex-partner. When in reality, I mean, I hope that you truly are making it easy for yourself. But like, I feel like sometimes women make it easy because they don't want to make a stink. And like I say, keep going there for the wrong reasons. Why are you making this so easy for them? Fucking ruin their life. Burn down their house. Sorry, Chad. Just think about it. Don't actually do it.
That's illegal.
The car thing is also illegal.
The car thing's illegal for sure.
I love that Christina was shocked about poop in the car. You cannot do that to someone's car. You can't. The inside for sure. That's like a big crime.
Yeah, it's illegal.
It's a high ticket item, you know?
Mm-hmm. Can't do that.
I didn't say anything about the outside. The inside, though.
The outside, too. You can't smear shit on somebody's car.
Yeah.
I don't know. I, as somebody who is taken by her anger, I would stay away because I know me. But you know you. That's the beauty of you being you. So you got to... That to me is asking for more trouble in my life, in my emotional life. I would just move on. I would probably just move. But you have kids, so you got to consider your children as well.
She has kids too.
Yeah. I thought they had kids.
I mean, listen.
Oh, no, she has, the other woman has three
kids. The thing is, it's, I'm sure it's lovely and very, like, Sound of Music to, go into this new family with nine kids. But there is no way having nine children, especially ones that aren't yours, is going to be fun in any way. This guy's life is going to be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
And they're working on weight. I don't know what he does for a living, but half the team is bringing in wages from a grocery store job. No shade, but that's not, I don't even know how they're supporting nine children. Like, that's going to be a very stressful situation for him. However, I do agree. I mean, listen, it depends how much you're hurting. Sometimes, like, lashing out at someone else can make you feel better. None of these things that I'm suggesting are healthy, but, like, to suggest that someone is just going to healthily float away from a 22-year relationship, that you were blindsided by him starting a whole new life with a whole new fucking family, is not even, like, human to ask of yourself. So I say fucking lean in. Why don't you wear a shirt? Like, do you have one of those, like, graphic tees that you get at, like, a carnival with him?
Yeah,
and I'm on it together. Wear that to the supermarket and check out with her. Wait for her line.
Yeah,
I mean, I would make it so fucking impossible for them to continue.
I would do a graphic that's a family tree for her, mm-hmm. for all of her kids. You know, do some ancestry.com type graphics.
A different shirt for a different kid every single day.
Yeah, you can buy a shirt for all nine children and say, "My new daddy is a dickhead." Or something. I don't know.
You know. This is just, I mean, the reason you're not, I mean, you could find another supermarket. It's a supermarket. And I mean, it doesn't have the things you shop for. I don't know. Change the brand. I mean, that's a silly reason. But what's not a silly reason is for making this woman look at your face every day. The real person we should be punishing is him. But also, she's not in the clear here. She knows what the fuck she did. And she knows who you are. And she's seen your fucking Instagram. And everyone can play these games all the live long day. But it's, I mean, you guys must be not to be rude, but if you were in a 22-year relationship, you're all pretty old to be acting like this. So
also, I mean, she had mentioned too about feeling like she has a level of control over this woman that's working but that woman entered this situation understanding the consequences of what could possibly happen. Yeah.
And you want the control over this woman because you didn't have the control in your marriage when it ended, so it makes sense. But swapping it out, it's not going to be good for your soul. You know what I mean? If you want to nurture yourself truly, you fucking, you know, just pay attention to how it makes you feel. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Getting stuff off your chest is incredible. It's so therapeutic. We all carry around different stressors. Some of them are big, some of them are small, a lot of them are very big. But we keep them bottled up and it could start affecting us negatively. And then we act like a jerk to the people we love. And we're like, this is not how I want to be. Therapy has saved my life personally. There are so many benefits of it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Although if you have experienced major trauma, highly recommend. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designated to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you could switch at any time. Finding a therapist is like dating. They're not all going to work out in the first try. BetterHelp understands that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/guys to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/guys. Guys, the weather's getting warmer. It's time to say goodbye to your jackets and all your sweaters, and you got to refresh your wardrobe. Well, luckily, I found Quince, and now you have too, because you're listening to this. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And if you go to their website, the amount of categories, they have travel, lookbooks, men, women, home, babies, and kids. Their stuff is so cute. So I own a couple items from Quince, and one of them is the Italian leather hand-woven crossbody purse in green, emerald, and I get compliments on it all the time. It's a small purse, which I really love because then I don't put as many things in it. Guys, Quince is amazing. They have very luxury items for very cheap prices. Get warm weather ready, baby, with Quince. Go to quince.com/GWF for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/GWF to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/GWF.
and come see us live. London, I'm going to be at the Leicester Square Theater May 12th. And Dublin, I'm going to be at the Sugarland Club May 13th. ChristinaHutchinson.com for tickets. And I have a solo podcast called The Voices in Our Heads, where I do brand new episodes are available only on Patreon.com/ChristinaHutchinson. And I'm doing this new thing where I'm doing Zoom therapy for anybody who is a patron of my Patreon. And I did it while I was on the road in Maryland. And it fucking was fantastic. I was like, God damn, we being exposed to other people's stories is a really healing thing. And it's just nice to just hear other people talk. I really enjoy the Adult Children of Alcoholic and Dysfunctional Families meetings in New York City. But you can't comment on anything anybody else says, and you can't really like share information. You just got to share for 2 minutes and then you shut the fuck up. But these meetings are way more enjoyable because then I could, you know, we could chime in and give suggestions. So, Patreon.com/ChristinaHutchinson. I'll see you there.
And then Fort Collins, Colorado, I will be at the Comedy Fort April 15th and 16th for two shows each night. That's going to be super fun. Someone wrote me and said, it's not a suburb of Denver. It's an hour outside. And I said, yeah, I have to fly into Denver, so it's part of Denver. Thank you. I know you're trying to be your own place. No, never heard of it before I was going. And if that makes people mad, oh, well, do something. Light something on fire.
Don't have a shooting, though.
So that you put yourself on the map a little bit more. Even Boulder, I had heard of, because there's a lot of fucked up shit that happened there. Okay.
There's a shooting,
college.
Right?
So put your place on the map. There's a lot of competing things in
Colorado.
Well,
you're going there.
That's actually a bad sign. and then Without a Country is my podcast with Shane Smith. That's every Saturday, wherever you can listen to podcasts. It's a news show. It's on YouTube. It's really good. It's a little bit serious, but it's also a lot bit comedy. So you're going to get real information. It's not like the fucking Onion. You're getting real news, but we'll make it more digestible for you. So again, enjoy that. And rate and review Guys We Fucked on Apple Podcasts. You've been doing such a great job with that. That really does help. It keeps us on the charts. And it's just nice to read what you are taking from the podcast these days, because obviously it's been through many iterations throughout its lifetime. You know to go to youtube.com/guyswefucked without the U in fucked to watch the Dumb Bitch Woo Woo Hour, to watch old episodes of Did That Help. We're gonna have podcast clips. There's the special. There's just so much content there, so you want to hit subscribe on that. And then definitely go to TikTok as well. It's at Guys We Fucked without the U in fucked. A lot going on TikTok, a lot of great clips, a lot of traction. You're missing out if you're not there. You're missing out.
Yeah, 3 million views on one of those videos and counting. So yeah. How are you?
I'm all right. I've been watching a lot of ASMR. I'm very into ASMR videos. I've been spending a lot of time on TikTok, working on our TikTok, and I am obsessed with ASMR. I definitely have all the the triggers. Mm-hmm. I have
your head tingle.
I love everything. I love when. Well, I already knew. I love when people brush my hair. I love when people do my makeup. I love watching people wash dishes or like do stuff like organize things. All of that stuff very calming.
They organize and they talk at a low voice?
No. The organizing is just like things I knew in real life that I knew I would like ASMR. No, they're at the mic. So it's a lot of like whispering certain words like toasted coconut. And I fucking love it. And it's wild because like it's like kind of monotonous if you were just coming into it cold. But like I will watch it for like 2 hours straight.
Yeah.
And it's just like, wow. It's just like,
wow.
Yeah.
And then they'll put like slime on the microphone.
Wow. It's like when people listen to rain sounds, but it's you know, like people folding laundry.
And it's weird like because there's so many, you'll just go on live on Instagram and on TikTok and you'll scroll, and there's like 1,000 people doing this. 1,000 wannabe ASMR artists. It's a big market. Some of these people have a lot of followers. And I'm like, you would think they're all same caliber. They're not. You can be really good at ASMR or you can be fucking horrible
at
ASMR.
Like OnlyFans or something.
Some people are making
it bad at OnlyFans. Oh man.
Out there.
That's sad. Of course. Some people are making it too ASMR too sexual. That's one thing that is like, because there is, there it is like scratching the same itch as something erotic a little bit, but it shouldn't be actually making you horny, you know? And so some people are there with like, who are just like so hot, like a lot of Russian hot babes with their tits out. And like, that's lovely for you, but that's like, to me, not exactly what ASMR is, and certainly right. not what I'm interested in watching.
Right.
Like, but the, but on the flip side, I can't watch ugly people do ASMR. That's for sure.
Wow. Right.
That's
yeah.
just, and I also don't like when men do it. It's not like, even though I am straight,
it feels like molestery yeah, when a guy whispers.
There's this one guy in Hawaii with long hair who has a bit of an androgynous look, and I'm Ooh. Okay with him because I think he's really in it for the art. Yeah. But also men's voices, like, yeah, when whispered, it feels like a crime.
Yeah, it feels like they're putting their finger somewhere it doesn't belong.
Yeah. So, but yeah, and then there's some girls who are like, I noticed like if you're too American, it also doesn't work. Like there's this one girl who looks like she's like a model at Hollister.
I thought you'd say Hallmark, but that's also bad.
And she's pretty good at it, but it's not, it just like doesn't hit. It feels like comical.
Mm-hmm. Why? Is it too wholesome?
It's her, it's the American accent is too like, no, it's not wholesome. It feels like she's trying to be on like an influencer.
She's trying too hard.
Is it like vocal fry?
That's the American way.
I'm not against vocal fry. That's part of the patriarchy being against yeah. vocal fry. Yeah. Michael, obviously you knew that already and you just slipped up. But yeah, no, it's just like more of like a, it, like she sounds bored, even though I don't believe her to be bored.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. And she doesn't like look like she truly loves the art form. My favorite woman, Leilani, shout out.
That's a good name.
She is, I believe she said she's married. She has a 5-year-old kid. I don't know much. I know too much about her life. I think she might live in Colorado.
Fort Collins?
Her sister's a photographer.
You know a lot about this woman.
And she is relatively new to ASMR, but she is a gift.
Wow. What about it is so good?
She just knows, like this, the right things to do. So some people I think get bored or like they don't mix it up enough. Some people talk too much. Because I mean, everyone's talking at the same, like, you know, everyone's talking at the same tone. But some people, you know, she says all her words with purpose. So I noticed like, even if she's whispering, she'll still go hard on some of the letters.
Okay, so she's still like...
So she'll be like, emphasize. Thank you for the hand heart. And I'm like, that's Whoa. Like... So to speak with that much purpose on everything so that that even like when you're saying thank you for a gift on TikTok, it's ASMR, like that really is something.
Right,
that's
right,
very,
right.
She's just very good. And also, I mean, I'm sure because she's newer at it, she's studied it but hasn't grown tired of it yet. Because I don't know. How, this woman does this. She's on every night for like 4 to 5 hours doing this.
Wow.
Tapping. She's been having some back issues. I'm rooting for her.
I hope she gets better.
But yeah, it's so... I like love it. But the problem is it's something that is soothing. But like there's not... It's not like a massage where you're like, all right, I'm done. I'm good. Like I could just watch it endlessly. So I'm like, well, that's the problem with something that's soothing, but it's like endlessly soothing.
It puts you in a trance.
You're just like, okay, well, when can I stop doing this? Like when has this done enough? So, and I mean, I think a lot of things are like that. Like a lot of people become addicted to stuff. Like I was thinking of like, oh, becoming like addicted to therapy because my therapist, she had a baby. So she's on maternity leave right now. And I was like, fuck, right? Literally, I really haven't needed you that badly for like years. And then actually when I do need you, of course, you had to go and fucking get knocked up.
Ugh, women.
But it wasn't, she wasn't planning it either, honestly. So, aww. I mean, she's engaged in stuff. She just, a long story. You don't even know my therapist's story, but she has an autoimmune disease and she didn't think that she could get pregnant.
Oh,
so anyway.
So you want to keep it. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, she's engaged. Sorry, I just fucked up the mic. But she's engaged. That was the ghost of my therapist. Can you hear that? It's all fucked up in my thing. Okay. And so she, yeah. But then I was like, fuck. Because at that point, I was like a little addicted to therapy. And I was like fiending for it every week. And I was like, I got to get in that chair. The chair is my bed. I got to get in that chair. I got to tell Kier what's up. And then I realized I was like, oh, it's actually... really good, I think, right now that she went on a hiatus because I need to I need to unchain myself from therapy so I can float through free in the world and take a couple weeks or like, you know, 6 to 8 weeks to get through this on my own. And then because I really was starting to like feel addicted to it. And anytime I start to feel addicted to something, I got to let it go. Mm-hmm. That's the rule I've set for myself in my life.
Yeah.
It is a hard rule to follow, but it's a good rule. It includes Diet Coke, my number one nemesis, but also my number one friend. Yeah. So then I was just like, okay, because like she gave me the name of other therapists, obviously, to like, you know, care for me while I'm gone. But I don't need to start that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Then you got to start all over with them.
I was like, the only thing worse than not having a therapist right now is having to tell someone my whole fucking life story again.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, my God.
Just hand them a flash drive with all these episodes and then they'll.
Be like, you got it.
8 weeks of
my therapist isn't allowed to listen to the podcast. Mm, and she's been very good at that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She wants to so badly, I can tell, but she said, I'm not doing it.
It's good that she's respecting her boundaries.
Not doing it.
That's awesome. Good.
It was actually her idea. She was like, do you want me to or do you not? Like, she asked me.
That's
and
good.
And I was like, no, but I was like, thank you for asking.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
What's up with you?
Yeah. Oh, nothing. You know, I did have a woman break into the dressing room of the comedy club.
Oh, yes, you told me.
That's happened a couple times.
What?
To us. And it
happens all the time, Michael.
Scares
really?
The shit out of me. And I posted about it on my stories afterwards because I was like, hey, just FYI, like, that's not, you know, cool. And what I'm actually thinking in my head is, are you about to kill me? Because that's a weird fucking move to just burst into someone's fucking dressing. Like, that's weird.
Sure is.
And then she had replied to me and she was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know it made you that uncomfortable. I just wanted to be friends. And I was like, what?
That's even a crazier reply. I just wanted to be friends.
So I just want to say, guys, watch out for your mental health. You know what I mean? And if you make people feel uncomfortable, listen to that and go, okay, analyze it, interrogate yourself, figure out why, you know? But that was a little weird. But yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how to raise myself. That's what I'm in the middle of doing. I actually took a break from therapy because it was being too much. I can't, it's this fine line between not thinking about yourself all the time and then thinking about yourself all the time. I feel like I'm a fawn trying to figure out how to walk.
Well, I think that's a lot of the problem in the world right now. Whenever we just came off of a long period of thinking about ourselves for literally nonstop every day.
Yeah, and it's exhausting.
You could sense it like in the people around you. So even people who had a good time during quarantine, the people who didn't are ruining that time for us. And I think, I mean, I sense it. Like, I mean, even we're joking, you know, kind of around, but like, even with like the Will Smith slap last night, this will come out in a couple weeks, but we're fresh off the Will Smith slap.
Yeah, it's happened yesterday.
Like, that kind of stuff, that kind of thing is happening everywhere.
Yeah.
And not just in Hollywood. So I really can't, you know, I love to blame things on Hollywood. It's one of my favorite pastimes, in fact. But
Hollywood is the trouble, you know, for a lot of things.
Yeah. And I mean, part of the reason I think that it's a group of people who are troubled because it's a group of people who are under a microscope. So,
and who get yesed all goddamn day.
Yeah. So for the first time, you know, we were all under a microscope, even though the microscope was our own microscope. That is arguably the worst microscope to be under for some people.
Yeah.
Everyone's behavior has been like just absolutely erratic. Like, I have to leave places early quite often now.
Wow.
Because people, like, I was at a birthday party on Saturday night. And for someone I love, I wanted to go. It was also like near my house, so thanks for making it convenient. But I went with people I wanted to go, and it was for someone I wanted to go and celebrate. And no one was even doing anything outrageous, but just like people don't even know the appropriate like amount of space to leave between you and your face. They don't know things to say. People are coming back to me. The people were on mushrooms who just like kind of took it without thinking about it.
Wow.
And I'm like, guys, just
do that in the woods, man.
Have some kind of fucking control over yourself would be great.
That's what it is. It's control over your feelings and your emotions and like how to gain that and what to do with it. I feel like people like our efficacy is dwindling. And so I'm just on a mission to find mine. So yeah, that's how I'm doing. How's our guest doing? Well, you're about to find out. She's a comedian, actor, host of HQ Trivia and the Unemployed podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Guys We Fucked,
Anna Roisman.
Deciding on let me in, but I showed you to the door. Hoping to start this all over. We'll run in circles round it. I don't know much about it. Calling names, it's all a game. Won't get messed up about it. Can't get over you. Why'd you have to go and rip my heart in two? Stop playing loose. Why'd you have to go and rip my heart in two? Jealousy, tear my heart in two. How come every time I fight I gotta lose?
We are here with Anna Roisman. So excited to have you.
I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hello. I thought you were dating somebody else this whole time.
I know.
Got some clarification. That always helps.
Yeah,
I get things mixed up a lot. yeah. But happy to have you here.
Thank you.
I never met your boyfriend then.
I guess not.
And you did.
Well, I mean, I know him through a friend, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think you knew him before we knew each other.
Yeah, because I was like, I knew him through a guy I fucked.
There you go.
Ooh, there you go.
So I was already on the inside.
It was Jared's old roommate back
yeah.
in the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who I just talked to that roommate a while, like out of nowhere. I was like a lot of DMs from people I hadn't talked to in a while when our Fox show was announced. That's what happened.
Congrats, yeah. by the way.
Everyone has to re-up the friendship. They have to go, oh, just in case.
Congratulations.
And that's not him at all. I love the roommate.
No, he was definitely happy for
it. No, I love him. And it was funny because he's still industry friends. So he had heard through the industry and I was like, nice, let them know.
Yeah.
Let everybody know. Anyway, that's about us. This is about you and your vagina and its travels.
Yeah, where's your vagina traveled?
Well, it's traveled. It's traveled not very far, actually.
Okay.
Come on. She's mostly an East Coaster,
okay.
I'd say. You know, we're not bi-coastal yet, but we're working
Ooh,
on it.
Cute.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. When I think about you, I feel like in the time I've known you for a while now.
Yeah.
And I feel like you've had two very long-term boyfriends and that's it. So I feel like you're like just like... you're a good girl, but your personality doesn't read good girl, but your relationship status reads good girl. So how do you think of yourself?
Thank you. I think I was always a good girl. I was like scared of boys growing up.
Yeah.
And then like, you're right. In college, I started dating my boyfriend who I then dated for 8 years.
So that was the first one I met?
You met him probably back in the day.
8 years.
Back
wow.
in like the UC, we broke up. Oh my God, we broke up at least now like 8 years ago.
Yeah, that makes sense though on a timeline.
Yeah.
Were you ever engaged to him?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm.
Did you talk about it?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Okay.
We had the dog together. So Bobby Flay, my dog, it famously had a first father. And
wow.
And
then you didn't split custody, huh?
No, well, he moved. So like went to another state.
That was easy.
Easy.
He didn't want to take the dog.
He wasn't, it wasn't even a question.
Okay.
It was just like, it was my dog. It was,
okay.
He's leaving. Goodbye.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right. Was that a messy breakup or was it amicable?
It was a messy breakup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because one of you didn't want to do it.
Here's the thing. I went to college thinking I'm going to be so slutty. Like I was so good in high school. I'm just going to hook up with everyone.
Yeah.
And freshman year, I was.
Nice.
And it was fucking awesome. I dated this guy who was the captain. I went to school in Boston. I went to BU. And I play tennis and I taught tennis over the summer and a guy who I taught with was the captain of the Harvard tennis team. And
oh,
I was
hello.
Like, she looks good. That
yeah.
looks good. That looks real. He's like, when you get to BU, like hit me up. And I hit him up and like literally the first weekend of school, he's like, bring some friends. We went to like the tennis team party and we started hooking up. I like smoked a cigarette with him.
Ooh,
I was like,
girl.
I'm bad now. Yeah. And the sex was pretty boring. Like, I don't even remember it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, we were also drunk, but it was like...
Drunk sex in your 20s is... Meh.
No, but I felt cool, like, going back to BU, being like the next morning, I'm like, I was at Harvard for the night, you know, just fucking Harvard guys.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
so cool.
It's funny. I imagine Harvard guys don't fuck well. I know that's a big, big generalization, but if someone was like, do you think they fuck well or not? I would probably say not.
Oh, no. I feel like they fuck good, but they fuck in a toxic way. Cause that's classic smart people.
Yeah.
You know, like really smart people, like they'll ruin your fucking life.
Here's the thing though. He was there for tennis. He was an athlete. So I don't know how smart he actually was.
Well, Ivy League doesn't do scholarships based purely on athletics. So he has to be at least smart. That's how you know.
He didn't say much.
That's like a real quality.
So he kept it inside then.
Yeah.
Cause
yeah.
he didn't say much. And then after we'd like hook up, I'd be like, so, you know,
how are you? What do you like to do?
Like, what's your favorite color? Yeah. Or whatever. So boring. But then I met Matt, and I can say his name, whatever. And
suck it, Matt.
Suck it, Matt. I could never date a Matt after a Matt.
I know.
For 8 years.
Isn't that funny? I wish I wasn't like that. But
I know
you date somebody for that long. But then if you meet a celebrity with that same name, I'll make an exception.
It'll change.
Steven Jenkins.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, you have to, if you're going to date someone with the same name as an ex that you hate, it has to be like clearly better. You have to clearly have outdone upgrade. Yourself.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise.
To the point where you don't think of that other person.
Exactly.
At all.
Yes.
But so yeah, we were friends freshman year. He didn't like that I would like put on these like little tiny like dresses and go over to Harvard. He'd be like, why are you going there? Like, there's parties here. And I'd be like, okay, I'm busy tonight. And so we were friends. We'd like have dinner in the dining hall and then I'd leave.
Wow. To go to Harvard.
You thought it was a friendship. He was playing the long game.
No girl man wants to be your friend.
So.
Yeah, because we came back sophomore year and my roommate said she liked him.
Did that make you like him?
And maybe, but he was like flirting with me. And then she's like, I like him. And I'm like, I never thought of him that way. And then
sometimes
we
that'll
like
do it.
Made out one night.
How did that, land with the roommate?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, your roommate, right.
This is what happened. She literally, I think it was like that day. She saw that we were flirting. Like she had, you know, we were all friends and we were all like out together. And I'm gonna out myself now. We were doing a play together. Okay, we were theater.
Theater.
People.
I majored in theater, so.
So you get it.
Yeah,
You know, casts get close. Casts,
we're horny for everything.
You know, as soon as you have a cast party or after rehearsal, I mean, the clothing comes off.
The middle school cast parties I went to, I summed it up. Yeah.
So we were in college, and she told me one day, like when we were out, she's like, neither of us can ever hook up with him because we both flirt with him or something.
That's a rule that a loser makes.
Yeah, like, hey, how about we make like a new rule where no one gets him because I'm clearly not going to and you are, and I don't want that, so no one gets him, right?
Which is like your mom saying, like, you know, don't do this, and you're like, all I want to do is drugs.
Right,
like, you know,
right.
So I don't know. Then we made out one night and like literally dated for 7.5 more years.
What'd she say when you started dating?
She wouldn't talk to me for 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days, okay.
We hadn't even had sex, and I told her he stayed over like the first night we just like made out in my bed and he like slept over, but I didn't have sex with him yet. I was still a good girl, you know what
Ooh,
I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
I was still like, maybe I'll go back to Harvard.
Right. Do I want to slut it up here or there?
And then she wouldn't talk to me for a couple days. And then we ended up all being friends. It actually was like fine. We were
the
terrible
dust settled.
Roommates. The dust settled. Yes. She moved out.
Nice.
I think when you realize like when it's like kind of like both people are making a play for the guy and then you realize that the two people are a really good fit. For me,
it's like,
that kind of softens the blow.
Yeah. Oh my God. We also had this choreographer. You'll love this. And I played opposite him in a show. Freshman Ooh. Year. That was like how we became friends. And she like choreographed, I don't know, some kind of number for us. And in the show that night, we kissed at the end of the number and it wasn't part of the thing. And she freaked out at me. You get notes after the show and they were like, excuse me, there was actually no kiss choreographed into that scene.
You were just swept up by the moment?
She liked him too. Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, everyone liked this guy.
I know. Matt.
But also too, a kiss is... that's a choice.
Yeah.
A kiss. So if you don't want the two characters to kiss, I would say as a director,
say it.
Don't kiss.
But the two characters were romantic. It wasn't
they were
brother and sister.
Brother and sister.
Did they kiss at another point in the show?
No.
Okay.
It was just this time. And
like, it was just Anna deciding to break the wall.
I was method act. I don't know. I just fucking got into it. I was like, and I don't even think we talked about it. We just did it.
Yeah. Just in the moment.
And then afterwards, we were like, remember we like made
That's
out on
crazy.
Stage?
Did wow. you like it? I hated it.
What play was it? How to Succeed in Business. Oh! I'm really trying. I was like the dumb slut and he was like the businessman. It was hilarious. We weren't even the leads. We were like the other.
You're creating a plot. Stop making it about you because you're creating a plot that doesn't exist. Also, too, with playwriting, the playwright's word is the word of God. Like,
that
you don't
so
change.
Funny.
You don't add an to that shit, let alone a kiss.
We added that sex scene, and it was just, you know, people
the
loved
finger
it.
Blast scene, and at the end of Act Three, you guys didn't like that?
So wrong.
My new interpretation.
Remember when you were like, "Is there anything you don't want to talk about?" I'm like, "Yeah, how to succeed in business." Yeah, really trying. I'm trying to keep people on my side here.
I like that. Oh, I so like funny. That.
So was he like the stud of the theater?
Yeah, because he was like the only straight guy. Literally,
yeah.
At
Marymount,
else.
There was two at Marymount. They were like, "Man, swimming in pussy."
He was the only one. Because even the ones that were straight freshman year, like after we did a show, like they were like, "I'm bi now. Yeah. I'm fucking the guys now." Like, you know, they were on their way.
That's amazing.
Every cast has one straight guy. For us, shout out Union High School, it was Steele Burkhart. And like, what a name.
What a name.
What a name.
And I hope Chad, he's a porn star now.
No, Chad. Yeah. He's still in theater. Chad, he's a public figure, so I can say him by full name.
Oh, yay.
I went to see him with Joyelle, who's also from Union, Joyelle Johnson. And, he was in Aladdin on Broadway.
Oh my God,
so
I love it.
He fucking made it.
That's nice. Awesome.
Yeah, right? Nice. What a story.
That's great. So he was like the only straight person. And we were like married by senior year, you know? Wow. Like when you're just like
obsessed with each other.
We were obsessed with each other. Yeah.
And it lasted for 8 years. I mean, that's a long, that's a good obsession.
Almost. You know, is that.
Right before your 8-year anniversary. By the way.
That's 7.5. That half, that's I
seven
think
and
really
half, 7 year itch, man.
Did it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't know like New York City. We moved here after college together into his dead uncle's apartment in Soho.
Ooh, was it haunted?
I mean, that's the best family member to die, the one who lives in Soho.
Yes.
I didn't even
know.
And
that's a way to keep the relationship going. Right. You're like, I got to keep dating this guy. He's got a dead uncle with a Soho apartment.
I didn't even know that like Soho was expensive because like we graduated and I had a job at a restaurant that I had worked at like a summer before. So we moved here and his uncle had died. I never met the uncle. So I sound like a monster, but like I never met this guy.
Yeah,
like,
it's fine. He's no one to you.
Yeah. No one.
He's just a guy to you.
Apparently he was on house arrest there too. So like he went through some shit.
Oh, okay. You had to sage that apartment a lot of incense.
Yeah, right.
Get that energy cleared out.
So we moved there. We're living there for free on like Mott and Prince.
Oh,
like
prime fuck off.
Soho.
That's so great.
And then his parents were like, I think we're going to sell the apartment. And I was like, well, I already know my trains to work, so I might as well stay in this area. That apartment was like $5,000 a month.
It
was,
we lived in
a pullout couch. Like it was tiny, but. It was wild.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then how did the relationship end?
Okay. So there came a year, that seventh year.
There came a year.
We would like, he had a problem. It ended because he was, how do I say this in a...
Just keep saying
alleged. Raging alcoholic.
Allegedly.
Yeah. He had some issues.
But like, that doesn't just creep up on you. So did it get worse and worse over the years? Or is it just something that as you become an adult, you realize this is a problem. This is not fun.
It was secret. So I didn't know. I know.
Damn.
I didn't know.
I didn't know you could have alcoholism. Anything can be a secret if you try hard.
He was very smart and very together. Yeah. And he went to two grad schools and he was always busy and he had internships. He was at Columbia.
Was it alcohol or cocaine?
Alcohol.
Wow.
I didn't know, but we'd go out with friends and like I'd have like my friends be like, is he okay? Like he's like saying weird shit or like repeating himself. And I'd be like, what? Like, he's fine. Like, I don't know. Maybe he didn't sleep well or something. Like, yeah. I'd always have an excuse. And like, I come from a family of alcoholics. And like,
okay, so it was comforting.
I don't know. Or was it? I didn't know. No, but I just didn't. It was different. I didn't like recognize it. And,
yeah.
And then, yeah, one day he like freaked out and told me he had a problem.
Okay.
And he hid alcohol. Like, we didn't drink the same thing. So he'd put like... I don't drink Diet Coke. He'd put like a Diet Coke full of vodka, like in the fridge. Or like I didn't drink the vitamin water flavor he liked. And like, so I didn't realize this. And then the day he had a mental breakdown, that was the last day he was in our apartment forever.
He left.
But did he go to a program?
I'm out of here.
He went to his parents, who I guess he didn't go to a program.
Did you?
I published an article about this. He hates when I published that and when I talk about it. I'll never say his last name, but you know what I mean.
Right. Well, whatever. He knows who he is, I guess. So he has to live with himself. But that just means he's not comfortable with, you know, how he's behaving, maybe.
Yeah.
There's no shame in being an alcoholic. There's just shame
in. There's a lot of people who are.
Like letting it go and not, and then like ruining the lives of people around you.
Yeah.
True. That one's pretty
just
shameful.
That little part. Yeah. But I also think people who actually address it and do a good job at it, like, are proud to help other people and proud to talk about it.
Yeah, at like least. AA people, sponsors.
Oh my God. Like my dad and my sister are like very happy to help people and talk about, you know, like I went through this. I'm here for you. Blah, blah, blah. I don't think he got the help. You know what I mean? Mm. He's married now. He lives in another state. We actually are friendly. Oh, wow. We talk. So it's not like all... It wasn't like
so horrible. That was the breakup. Him realizing he was an alcoholic and he just left.
He left.
And how did you feel about this?
I was a mess. I didn't even like. I didn't know how to. So it took
you. It
myself.
Took you by surprise. Like this wasn't. It didn't seem like your relationships was in the outs. Like going.
Yeah,
downhill.
We didn't ever have like a breakup conversation.
Yeah,
like,
right.
We're kind of like still together, I guess. Right.
Well, you're polygamous. Well, technically, you're not married, but yeah.
No, he left, and it was winter, and oh my God, I was a mess. I didn't do comedy. I didn't leave my apartment. I didn't call my friend. I didn't know what to do. Yeah. I was just like. So sad.
Did you have any contact with him after that?
Yeah, he'd call me. He'd come in on the weekends and he'd be wasted and I'd take him to like an AA meeting in like the East Village. Like, who am I? Oh, I'm like walking him across the street. Yeah, it was traumatizing.
Oh my gosh.
It was really weird.
And he's doing well though. He's not.
I think he's doing well. Oh, yeah. We don't get into it. You know what I mean? I don't be like, how's awkward. Your drinking? I haven't asked him that in 8 years. But
so there was no closure as far as the actual reason why the relationship ended.
There was a little bit of closure. Like he kept like, he would come in and then he'd be a mess. And I'd be like, I can't live my life like this. Like right. I remember I had an improv class and I was like, I'm leaving for 3 hours. I come back and he's like passed out, wasted on my floor. And I'm like, I can't live like this anymore. And I started to learn like, maybe I was in therapy. I got into therapy and I was like, I can't like fix this person.
Right.
And then it was my birthday in June, 6 months after. And I was like, if I can make it through my birthday without like my boyfriend there, I think I'm good for life. Like, I think I'm fine. So
yeah,
I said,
why
don't
the birthday? Why the birthday?
I don't know. It just I hold, you know,
that was
I
like a goal that you had. In your
I was
head.
Like, I like to celebrate my birthday. He pissed me off the weekend before. He like couldn't come in. His family didn't like me, and I was gonna go there. And he was like, actually, don't. And I was like, I'm at the train station. Like something shitty happened. I remember
it was always the family with the fucked up kid who doesn't like the girlfriend who's the one who's helping your fucked up kid.
Oh my God,
you know who you are.
Wow.
Oh shit.
Oh wow. You know his family then.
You met somebody's family
from Jersey. No. I just was like, Anna, if you can do your birthday with just friends and go out and have a good time, like you could be single. And that was it. And I was like, you know what, don't come to my birthday. Good.
And then I
decided to be a slut.
Okay, yeah, you got your slutty years.
And what
then.
Did that look like for you?
For me, for 3 years, it was just like hooking up with people I didn't date. And like I liked it. I had never, I felt like the 40-year-old virgin. It took me some time, but I was like, oh my God. As soon as I had sex with the first person after him, I was like, I'm back.
I can do this.
I am the coolest person in the world. Yeah. Like I could hook up with anyone.
Oh,
I just,
yeah. I know that feeling.
Such an ego.
You're invincible.
Because having a boyfriend for all of college and then into your 20s is like, I don't regret it because I really, really liked that boyfriend. And the people that I would have been dating otherwise, knowing my track record now, would have been absolute garbage.
Right.
So this guy was great. He was hot. He was rich. Everything was great. And he's nice. But I feel like it's really kind of like suffocates your formative years in a lot of ways. You don't get to do the things that you need to do.
Behind everyone.
Sure.
All these people I knew had been dating people in their 20s and then they're like, well, now we're getting married and stuff. I was like, oh my God, I don't even know how to date. I had never been on an app. I still haven't.
I remember when I broke up with my ex of 7 years, I was like, oh shit, dating apps. We dated way, OkCupid was the thing, but that was a website. It wasn't even an app. And I'm like, how the fuck do you do this?
And I also was like, I don't want to meet someone right now. Like, I don't know myself without him in New York. So.
Yeah. So how did you get to know yourself
after this breakup? I was a mess for like 6 months, probably.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's not even a bad amount of time.
Yeah, that's pretty.
But like a mess, like I don't remember doing anything. I didn't do anything.
That's
kind of
what happens, though. You're grieving. You're grieving the relationship. It was a confusing ending.
Yeah.
So you have to process that. That's some fucking confusing shit. And 8 years, Jesus. What was the... Somebody, so there was like a rule of whatever, half the time you were together.
Yeah, because I was going to say I was a mess for 1 year over a 2 year one.
Oh, yeah. So I should technically, I got one more year being a mess. Yes.
Yeah, you're good.
I don't care about that ex anymore. But
you're going to laugh at what took me out of it. The first guy I hooked up with. This is a funny bit. I was seeing a lot of theater alone. I love doing that in New York.
I do. Yeah, I do too.
I love movies. I love theater. I love music. I like going to everything
alone.
New
York alone. Dates, yeah.
Yeah, and I went to try and see Pippin on Broadway by myself.
Aww. It's such a good play.
It was good. I love Pippin.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get in. And I was so pissed off. And I was like, fuck this. And I went to some other, I got tickets to some other play.
Yeah.
I forget. I think it was like a Tom Hanks play or something at the time.
Right,
and I was
that'll
like,
do.
Sure. Yeah. It wasn't the play that I set out at like 8 a.m. to go and see. And I went and got a smoothie on like 9th Ave at one of the juice generations there. And this guy sits next to me. And ooh. I didn't want to talk to him. I don't talk to anybody in New York. You know, like right. if someone sits next to you, like headphones, phone, my phone died. And I was like, oh my God, my phone died. I can't even pretend. I can't even pretend. I was like, what am I going to stare at a blank screen? And he started talking to me. And we had a friend. And he's like asking me a question. And this was when you would like Facebook friend someone, you know?
Right.
So I was like, oh yeah, I'm Facebook. He's like, oh, we have friends in common. Because he was like, I work in theater. And I was like, oh, okay. Look at me with all my fucking theater.
Oh, I'm for it. Oh, yeah.
Jared doesn't anymore. But then he was like, oh, I got to go. You know, I got to go to work. And I was like, oh, what do you do? And he's like, I'm a percussionist. I got to go play a show. And I was like, what show do you play? And he goes, Pippin. I was like, no.
Do what? You date me?
I know.
Can I be your plus one to your fucking little orchestra?
Yeah, he couldn't get you into Pippin?
He did.
Did you hook up?
Oh, he did.
Oh, yeah, we hooked up.
Oh,
we
okay.
ended up going out. We yay! Hooked up. I went and got to see the show one day
from God.
The pit. I was like, the girl. I'm like, does he bring a lot of girls shit. To the pit?
Maybe, but whatever. You got to be one of them.
All my friends were like, Anna did it. She found a straight man on Broadway who could get her tickets to yeah. shows. Like, you made it.
Yeah. I hooked up with a Broadway guy. I forget his name. He was so hot. And then he just stopped calling me. And I'm like, no. He was in the one about the Christian boy group.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't know that
musical, but there are guys in a band and they're Christian based.
I know what you're talking about.
I do too, yeah. And I can't think of it.
I forget
the name of it, but oh boy, he was so sexy. Oh, he had long hair, and great body, beautiful voice. Obviously, he's on Broadway. That was real, man.
This guy had a good body. He was like, he was
percussionist. Fit. That's a lot.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
He was Altar Boys?
Strong.
Yes.
Yeah,
Altar Boys.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
That yeah,
this guy was the opposite of my ex-boyfriend, who was like ooh. Short, fat, Jewish. This guy was like a tall Christian, like ripped drummer.
Wow.
I was like, oh, okay.
Try this on for size.
I'm glad you brought that part up about your ex, because I always would, you know, listen, no shade, but I would look at you just with my eyes together and I would be like, how did this occur? And it's now knowing the origin story that like people were like fighting over him. So like what was going on there?
First of all, thank you. I'm gonna take that as like a huge compliment.
You're very, very hot and I don't yeah.
I love you.
I was like, I just thought maybe this guy I don't know. And now to learn more about him, I'm even more confused.
About the first ex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're more confused?
Well, it was his personality.
It was his personality, yeah. And I think until him, I only dated people, like I only like liked people based on how they looked and they weren't very kind. And he was really nice to me. And I was like,
of course he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were hotter than him.
Of course he was.
And you're levels up. He had to be nice because otherwise he'd lose you. Honestly, that's
until
why
he ruined
kind of,
my life and made me pay rent by myself for a year. Okay?
What a dick.
Now we know what the breakdown was really about. Paying that rent by yourself.
How could he do this?
No,
to
I
me?
Ended up staying. I had a job. I had a day job. I was making money.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, not of course. Not that anything is based solely off looks, but sometimes it's just like so. You know, we've all seen the Charlotte plot line on Sex and the City. So
I was going to say,
but see, I like
he had a couple
Harry.
Of better years there in that you didn't know him in his better years.
There were a couple of years like he was hotter.
He's nicer when it's just me and him alone. No one else is there is when he's the nicest to me.
He was like a Harry though.
How hairy was he?
Not very, actually. He took care of himself. I think I appreciated that.
Nice.
Yeah, he was good at grooming.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
So then you're hooking up with the Pippin percussionist.
Yeah, the hot drummer guy.
Hot drummer.
What
yeah.
luck.
And then, wow.
He was also, I didn't realize this because I was the 40-year-old virgin, you know, after dating someone for that long, that after you have sex with someone, they immediately think you're going to want to be their girlfriend. And I was like, he was like, we had sex one time and the next morning he's like, you know, I just don't know if I'm ready for a relationship.
I've had that happen. And I'm like, who the fuck asked you?
Right.
For a relationship.
I was so offended. I was like, you're the first and only, like I told him too, I was in a relationship for 8 years. You're the first person I've hooked up
with. That speaks a lot about what the energy energy you guys are putting out because no one ever says that to me. They just know that I'm going to be like leaving.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. They don't worry about that.
I need to get Corinne's energy then. It's like, I don't know what I did, but it was my apartment, I guess. I don't know. Right. I really.
He was just cocky.
You just have this. You just have like a kind of like a wholesome all-American girl energy.
Wow, thank you.
It's just like it's like helpful in some situations, and I think like, but like if you want to just be promiscuous, it works against you.
Yeah,
It's a more feminine energy. I have a more masculine energy, so everyone just assumes I love that I'm not going to call them back, and I'm not. So there you go. I'm either not going to call them back, or I'm going to throw rocks at their window at night until you call the cops.
Yes, yeah, one or the other.
It's one or the other.
Yeah, no in between. We ain't got
the
time to half-ass shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Mike had to pick up a lonely microphone to say that.
Wow.
Intimidated by all this estrogen fierceness, Michael.
It's weird because 3 years of being a hoe sounds like a nice amount of time, but 3 years goes by quickly.
Yes, yes.
I was supposed to be a hoe for the last 3 years. I wasn't a hoe, but how many people did you hook up with?
Two of them were locked down in a pandemic. So.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's true. That really fucked with my game.
It did. Yeah. We didn't date very long, the drummer and me, and it was fine. We ended up.
It's going your separate ways.
Whatever.
Yeah,
it wasn't like a breakup.
You
or
got
anything.
To go to the pit just, and Pippin.
I did.
That's pretty cool.
I know. It was very cool.
Did you ever make it to girlfriend status with him?
No. Okay. Definitely not. And I like made that after that comment. I think I was like turned off. I was like,
yeah, that's a little.
We would like see each other. We'd like go out to a bar and have drinks, and like we had some friends in common, and then we'd like hook up, and that was it. It was just like
that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fine.
Got the job done.
Yeah.
And then you slut it up after him?
Yeah, with like way too many UCB comedy people.
Oh, wow. Well, that's like a theater environment. That's a very horny environment.
Very much.
Very incestuous.
Like, I think I feel like I went through like improv teams.
Nice.
And like,
I'm just imagining you like, I know you don't not do this, but I'm taking it to extreme, like orchestrating a gangbang and like auditioning improv teams for a gangbang. That'd be so fun.
I feel like I did have a gangbang one night. Like, there were definitely.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That's fun.
My friend and I.
Like
we
multiple
went to,
guys.
Remember McManus? Is that around?
Yes,
still?
I do. It's not a close, I believe.
Oh,
but
man. And Chelsea.
Great. Yeah, that was the UCB bar.
Yeah, it was like this dive
gang
bar.
You had a gangbang in McManus?
Not there, but like at an apartment nearby.
What? That was so fun.
I like was like hooking up with one person on an improv team. It's like so gross to think now back, especially all these people. And like my friend liked this other guy on the same team. And we like went and there were a lot of people. There were like 10 people there. And they all got into their underwear and
at McMahon
or no, at this apartment. It was like two blocks away from McManus.
10
like
guys in or girls?
Guys.
Oh.
All the guys were fucked up enough where they took their clothes off. And we were kind of like, is this how
gangbang start?
Yeah, oh, is this okay. Like, I don't know. And they all like got into bed with each other.
What?
It was like,
is that?
And then they were like, now you guys. And we were just so like. I'll say, I've never really had a gangbang, but I don't think the way to get these girls to take your clothes off is for the guys to all get naked first and get in bed together. And we're just kind of like, oh, do you guys?
You guys need some time alone?
Yeah,
like, do you want to go? That's what I would say with
it was
that
weird.
Move. And then what happened?
We left.
Oh.
My friend and I went to a diner. We were like, that got weird, right?
Yeah.
I was like, I prefer hooking up with just
out?
One of them.
Was there dicks out?
Yeah, there were.
How could 10 guys fit in one bed?
No, there were like 3 naked guys and the rest were like just kind of hanging around and they all thought it was funny. They thought they were being so funny. It was like,
what?
A
that's the problem with improv guys.
Yeah.
They're way too comfortable getting naked with their subpar bodies. and then they think it's like funny and it's just like, you have obviously something sexually that you need to explore, which is great. And I love that you're comfortable
and
to
go
do that.
Do it.
But please don't involve women.
Yeah, don't involve
us in this shit.
Yeah.
I know. I feel like they thought it was like, you know, when you're in college and they're like, yeah, two girls are gonna like make out, like you guys should kiss, like that's so hot. Like,
yeah,
did they think we were like, oh, look at these two quote unquote straight guys just taking off their clothes,
right,
getting into bed with each other?
Yeah, right in the bed.
I was like, I could really go for like pancakes.
There was no flirting. Yeah, you gotta flirt. Oh my gosh,
it was the least hot thing ever.
Gosh, people really don't know how to start a gangbang, right?
No, it was not. No. And yeah, that was the last time I think with those people that I like.
Have you ever hooked up with multiple people at the same time? Like, you know, in the same room?
In the same room?
Yeah.
No. I haven't. But I was going to say, at that time, I was hooking up with two people on the same improv team, and I don't think they
knew about it. Nice.
And I was like, I'm such a bad girl.
I'm
such a slut at UCB. Like, wow, you know? But I'm also, like, doing sketch. Like,
yeah. Did you go and watch their improv shows and, like, get horny because you saw both of them? Like, yeah. Yes, and
whenever two guys I fucked are in the same room, I get horny. Because it doesn't happen often.
I would go to the shows. But then, like, I realized, oh, I should, like, I should just meet up after this. All these girls come to these shows, and they're all these, like, students and stuff, and they all like throw themselves at them, and they have such a fucking huge ego. That's why these improv this guys power with trip, the mediocre bodies, you know, all these girls are
they don't need to work out.
You were so funny in this show, and they're just like, they can have anybody.
My former ex married a student.
Yeah,
I mean, it was
easy route.
It sounds like they're the same age and everything. Everything's fine about it. But I was never like, uh oh. But it just made me laugh because you're right. It's about it. Men. It's about men ultimately looking for someone who puts them on a pedestal. And like sometimes the pedestal is all the highest you're gonna get is teacher at UCB.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Oops.
There you go. Maybe they have a podcast.
No shade to that person. I'm not mad at that person, but that part about it does make me laugh. And I don't even think he would disagree with the psychological breakdown.
No, he wouldn't, because that's what guys do. A lot of them do.
Listen, it's no secret that you're not going to get put on a pedestal by me. So, because I'm already on the pedestal, and the pedestal's small, there's only room for my feet.
Only room.
Yeah.
I love it.
So how do you meet your current boyfriend, Jared? How does that happen?
Well, I tried to stop dating at UCB. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Good for you.
Yeah. So there were a couple of people I was like hooking up with before him.
Right.
That I was in. I went through a musician hole, which, ooh, you know what?
I like musicians.
I do too.
Yeah.
You know, I think I dated two more drummers.
Nice.
Or like a drummer and a guitarist.
Okay. As long as it's not the lead singer, I feel like you're fine.
Yeah. Yes. Well, the guitarist also sang, and he was a monster, actually.
Yeah.
He was the worst.
See? There you go.
He was the worst. And I actually think when we would have sex, can I say this? Because you were like, get graphic. I'm like, here's a graphic thing. And maybe you've experienced this. After he came, something happened in his brain and he turned into like a monster, like the meanest person in the world.
Oh, wow. Like, what'd he do?
Like, he'd be like, get out of my bed. Like, he'd be like, get out of my bed or get an Uber. Like,
get
the fuck out of here. I have to wake up early. Like, he'd get evil.
Oh, because he hates himself. I love that you are looking at this from a medical standpoint. And the diagnosis, Anna, is that he was an asshole.
Sex was good, though. Wow, here's the thing. Yeah. The sex was fine and good. And I'd be like, I would like dread it ending because I was like,
he's gonna be mean.
But I kept thinking, maybe he'll be better this time. I don't know.
Right. Well, that's such a jarring switch.
It was so weird.
Maybe he'll be better next time than a straight woman's handbook to dating.
I know.
I mean,
we got to burn that.
He'd come and literally like something would happen in his eyes and I'd be like, and the devil is inside him.
Wow.
Like, I don't know.
His eyes would like gloss over.
Yeah. He'd turn into this awful.
Did you ever talk to him about it?
Yeah. I'd say, why do you get like this? And he'd be like what? Like he couldn't address it.
Wow.
Could not handle it.
Some men have a lot of shame attached to sex.
Was he religious maybe perhaps? No. Or maybe he grew up religious?
No.
There's some shame. Yeah, he hates himself. It's very clear. And he's taking it. Because it's all projecting. He's all projecting.
Yeah,
on
it
you.
Was so, like, I weird. Remember, I just have, like, visions of me in the Lower East Side,
That's so
of course,
mean.
And, like, a fucking like, walk up. And I'd, like, get my Uber and, like, sob in my Uber going home.
Oh,
like, be like,
yeah.
Why do I do this to myself?
Right.
What
the
was
night
the answer?
Was fun.
The dick?
Good. It was good. It was good sex. And the night was, we'd have fun. We'd go out. We'd go see a show. We'd go to, you know, a bar. We'd get drunk.
Wow.
And then we'd go. We hook up. And then immediate like
interesting
devil.
How successful was he in his field?
He had been on tour with a bigger artist. He had been opening for a bigger artist, so he had seen success where he had like toured, you know, the country or whatever.
But like, would I know the name of his band?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
All right.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that could have been it.
Yeah, I guess when we started hooking up, he was like not, you know, where I guess he thought like, well, once you go on tour, like that's it, right?
You can become a big star.
Yeah, I'm gonna do Europe.
Did he ever Walk of Fame, baby?
Do you know where he is now? Like, are
I
you?
I do. Yeah,
and is he doing better or
I'd
still
say,
plateauing?
Not with that attitude.
I'd say about the same. He has a girlfriend.
Okay,
you know,
hopefully He's nicer.
I ran into them on the train once and I thought, she's so sweet. Before the pandemic, I'm like, wow, what a nice girl. I hope it's okay for her.
Like, yeah, I've never heard of that. I've known that guys get different, or like women, you know, like I'm a totally different mindset after I come. But I've never experienced that. That's curious. Mm.
It was, I had never experienced.
And then did
like
you
it.
Stopped hooking up with him, or did he just, like, how did that end?
I don't
how
know.
Did that sexual
relationship
end?
It was never, we were never boyfriend and girlfriend, literally a year on and off. We would just like meet up and have these like weekend rendezvous and like that was it. And then we wouldn't talk for a little while and then we'd be like, let's hang out. Like, I don't know.
I love that. Yeah.
It was honestly, it was what I wanted.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't have to, like, he's not someone I'd bring home to like my family. He's not coming to a wedding with me. Like, it was just.
Right. No maintenance required.
Kind of just
except
like.
Except that fucking dick attitude every comes. Damn.
I didn't know at first. Like, it took a couple times to be like, oh, this happens every time.
Right. Okay. You come. Yeah. Yeah.
You, the devil enters your body and you, like, it was
that's so weird.
Possessed.
Wow. Maybe, I mean, is that medical?
No.
I don't know.
Don't you start this. No, it
no,
is
I
not.
I mean, like, what is that?
It's called being a fucking asshole. It's called getting what you want and then not having to behave yourself anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. It was
this is not
spiritual. I don't know what the fuck happened, but it was as if, like, it was like that movie where she gets possessed by the devil and she, like, spins her head around afterwards.
Oh, Carrie? Or no, the Exorcist.
Yes.
Listen, I understand. Wow. I understand from like sometimes after I come, I want the person out of my sight, but I would never actually voice that.
Right. No, because you are smart and you have.
It's just about
manners.
Yeah, some of it. So like a lot of life is just like knowing things that are socially acceptable to do and say, and that's the difference between having autism and not having autism. Like that's literally, if we're talking about medically, that's what it is. And I don't think this guy had autism.
Yeah. Right. Because it has to do with the orgasm. So it's like, yeah, that's not
exactly.
That selective with
that's
it.
The only time where you have like a fucking out for saying something rude like that.
It
right
was, yeah it was I don't even know what I couldn't tell you what it
wow,
was
wow interesting and then how many guys after that before you met?
Oh, there were a couple. I was in my heyday. I was hooking up with three guys at the time when I met Jared.
That's so nice. It's a nice to have a rotation because then you're not too hooked. Do you get hooked on guys easily or do you get like
no
okay so it's yeah
no
it's
I mean
nice. I had a rotation
I say no
college.
But I'm like probably
maybe who knows.
No, I had a nice rotation. There was like there were three, literally three, and I remember I did a show of course at UCB. It comes back to the fucking theater.
Well, you know,
and
this show is here because of UCB, so we're fine.
Oh, I know, that's how you guys met.
No, that's not how we met actually.
We did
that's how
UCB.
That's how I met the person who dumped me, who is the impetus for the show,
who I do know,
which
yes.
is like a sad, not cool origin story.
Yeah.
But you look at where you are.
Yeah. Turned out good. Happy
shameful
ending.
Beginnings.
I know.
He knows how I feel about it too, because he's like, when I was like, we were writing the book, he's like, I know how much you hate UCP. And I was like, at least we could have an understanding about that.
Well, at this point, it just feels old to be like, I met this person at UCB.
Right.
People are now like,
what are you, 10?
Yeah. Doesn't even exist anymore. Yeah.
No, I was judging. I was like, you know, there was a show where I was like the judge of an improv competition or whatever.
Whoa.
Like a cage match type thing.
And okay,
he was on one of the teams. Didn't think anything of it. I was watching the show. I was like, wow, improv sucks. This sucks so bad. If anything, you know,
scripts are invented for a reason.
Yeah, if turns you ask out Jared, he's probably like, yeah, my dad said that the first time he ever saw me do improv, he was like, you're very
this is a waste
good
of money, son.
Scripted. I was like, what?
I was so bad at improv too, man.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, I was so bad.
I probably
didn't know what
I
words meant, so I'm like, you can't do improv if you don't have a full understanding of the English language. Turns out.
So Jared was on one of the teams. He did improv, and we're in the bar after. My friend Katie like comes up to us and was like, Anna, have you met Jared? Jared, have you met Anna? Like you guys should
weird.
Hang out. And like, she's like trying to set us up like in front of everyone. I was like,
oh,
what are you doing? And she's like, I just thought you guys should like meet or whatever. And I was like,
she was
okay.
Right.
And I said hi to him and whatever. And I was like, they were all going to a bar. And I was like, I have to go to Bowery Electric.
Cute.
I'm seeing a drummer there.
Oh,
so.
Wow. I gotta go.
It felt so good to be like, okay, improv friends, like you guys have fun at that bar you're going to. I have a show to make. You know, I'm
to
seeing
watch.
Someone.
That is fucking cool.
And so the night I met Jared, I went to the show at Bowery Electric, hooked up with this guy.
Nice.
And then she put us on a text thread.
Whoa, that's
why
cool.
Did your
really
friend
wanted you guys to get together?
Did she ever
she
explain?
Was right,
no. She didn't.
Is she, was she a ghost? Like, what? What?
She, like, she was friends with him. Okay, here's the thing. She was also dating his friend on the team, and they, okay, like, broke up, and I feel like she thought, like, maybe if she gets, like, her friend to date him,
oh,
she
could, like, there's gotta be a reason
four
for
of
her.
Us could go out. Yeah, she, right, was connected to the team romantically. Okay. I don't, okay, remember which guy she was dating, but they were friends, and, right, so I kept thinking, like, maybe she, and she was upset about this guy, and she'd go to their shows and be like, well, if Anna dates Jared, then maybe, like, you know,
I could date, get back together with so-and-so. With,
yeah, whatever,
so this
his
is a
name
strategic
is
move.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay, cool.
I actually think
it had
so
to have been, yeah.
And so she put us on this text thread with other people, and it was called the Hamilton lottery, or,
oh,
like,
no,
the Hamilton ticket threat. No one had seen Hamilton. This was when it was like,
I remember people, some people's, that's full personality single was trying to see Hamilton for a good 3 years there.
Me.
And I was sitting back, I was sitting back just so relaxed because I had seen Hamilton at Joe's Pub, and,
oh, wow,
before it even made it to Broadway, because I worked for Lin-Manuel Miranda's management,
yes,
company at the time. So I,
Brian,
was,
I remember.
So I was like, you guys scurry along, I've already seen it.
Yeah.
It was so relaxed. What a relaxing time for me.
I mean, that lottery was just a mind fuck.
Wow.
You know, every day. I should have been in therapy for not seeing that fucking show.
You take that out of the theater kid's hands, yeah,
that's,
you're gonna have a
so
problem.
So funny.
So,
oh,
she had this, God, whole strategic plan. We're gonna go at 6 a.m. We're gonna get on. I was like, I have a dog. I'm not going anywhere at 6 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, going home. So I couldn't do it. And then somehow, I don't know, the text kept going or whatever.
And then she was like, are you going to our friend's birthday party at Senor Frog's in Times Square?
Damn, these are lame joke, ass motherfuckers.
Joke birthday party. And it was like 10. I was like, yeah, I think I am. Oh, I had strep throat.
You know what? Sign me up. And you had strep throat.
I had strep
damn
throat.
Damn.
But I got medication.
Let's get everyone, okay.
So
honestly,
I,
you would have gotten it at Senor Frog's either way. So you're fine.
So I'm on, like, whatever, amoxicillin. I'm taking, you know, it was like day two. I was like, I guess I don't really have a fever today. I'll go. I had
spoken like a true
Katie,
champion.
So it's like 10 of our friends who were going to this birthday. Katie decides to bring Jared as her guest. No one else brought a guest. There was a reservation, like it was like a table.
Oh, wow.
She brings him as a guest and seats him next to me. I was like, what the fuck?
Wow. She was going to take his hand and put his fingers up your vagina for him.
This
wow
is crazy.
This is a facilitating on
much
another level.
It was too much. And I didn't like it. I'd be like, stop.
It makes you, yeah, it makes me, would make me like distant from the person.
Yeah.
It's smothering.
Which is honestly probably why he was obsessed with me, because I was like, okay, you're here. Great.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
I got to go fuck somebody else. Yeah. So see ya. Sorry this keeps happening.
So that night, Senor Frogs, I'm already on medication. I got one of those tubes of margarita. I was.
Wow.
And we took jello shots.
Fuck those meds. Wait, don't antibiotics not work when you take
We were fucked up. I don't know what happened. I got kicked off the dance floor for mooning. Jared saw me at my worst. Like, I moon a lot. You've seen my Instagram.
Yeah,
I like
you
to
love
show my ass.
Yeah.
You do too. I love
I
you.
I don't no, do it anymore. I put that behind me, but yes.
Behind
you?
Yeah. I feel
you
like I've
yeah
seen one.
Yes.
And the puns keep coming.
We're comedians.
I feel like I saw one recently and I was like, God, I love her. Look, Jared. I was like, I gotta see who's ass. I just saw a butt and I was like,
is that
Corinne?
But
So yeah, I thought it was funny. I was in like a dress. I moon the audience and there's like a security guard tapping me and he's like, get off the dance floor.
Jealous.
That's so funny.
Jared's like sitting at the table, knows nobody.
Did you have a thong on or did you take your underwear
I had a thong
off
on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So it's a proper,
it's
yeah,
fine.
That was a healthy moon.
I think
it was
so
like your butthole out.
There were children, you know, it was Senor
oh
Frogs
oh
in Times Square.
Okay.
That's
well,
their,
that's
their
parents'
little
fault.
Well,
don't take your kid to Senor Frogs.
Right?
And if you
come
do,
on
expect to see an ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't,
you know,
they're probably
Senor
playing
Frogs
the thong song and I was like, I know this one.
Right, right.
Guess what I have underneath.
So that was our first night hanging out. And we ended up going to a karaoke bar afterwards.
Wow, that's some
and we,
theatery shit.
We
yeah,
went
I love it
hard all night. And then he lived 10 blocks away from me in the East Village. And so we shared a car home and
okay
it was like 4 a.m. And we like made out in the car. And I was like, that's it. I'm seeing other people. I was like, I can't add a fourth. And then I went, I left. And that was it. And that was the first night we hung out. And then he like texted me, do you want to have dinner?
Ugh.
Like a couple days later, and I was like, oh, I guess, you know, I'm going to see him around. I
yeah,
shouldn't be
yeah
rude.
And then you fell
so
in love
you,
with him?
So you begrudgingly went on a date?
Like, I wasn't, yeah, I think I wasn't
Katie
searching for
Katie will kill me if
it.
I say no.
No, yeah, but it was also like, he was really nice, but I wasn't like obsessed. I wasn't like, right. It wasn't something I was seeking or like looking. It was very easy. He was like, do you want to go to dinner? Like, and I was like, oh, I have a show. He's like, oh, I have something in that area. Like, we can go somewhere. I was like, oh, okay. If it's
sure.
my schedule.
Sure,
right. Right.
Well, he got my schedule too. Like, that was the thing about dating people outside of, you know, the comedy world. It was like, oh, you don't realize that I don't have time for you mm-hmm. at night mostly.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So yeah, I don't remember, like, that was it. It was like a couple dates and then I was like, only I stopped seeing the other people.
Like, so you immediately
did you tell
really
him?
Liked him or?
I liked him. I wasn't like, I didn't want to like put all my eggs in one basket. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was like,
because that rotation's pretty fun.
It was fun.
And you feel like a free woman, you know, yeah. You're really like, your sexuality is kind of, you know, you're really leaning into it in
I
a fun
was.
Way.
Yeah. I hadn't, I also wasn't like, do I even know how to be in a relationship again? I don't know at this mm-hmm. point. Like, I really like my living alone and I, you know, I have a routine and I have like friends now and like life is good. I can like go out and do things. So I was like, I think I was like worried about that, but I just kind of like, I didn't put any pressure on myself or think about it. And then he was the only person I was seeing. And I was
wow, that's fun. And how long have you been dating?
6 years almost.
Wow, that's fun.
I know. 5.5 years. Oh my God.
That's so long, but it doesn't feel like suffocating. I don't know. I feel suffocated
after
that.
Well, pandemic,
about,
you know,
what,
I'd say.
Like, how did you get it through that?
We got through the pandemic. Well, honestly.
Did you have fun?
So
did
much
you enjoy
fun.
It? Oh, yeah. That's nice.
I think it was... We love staying home. Like, we're very good at, you know, doing whatever we need to do to be home all day, not getting dressed. Like,
yeah,
I love staying home. There will be days where Jared's like, you haven't been out in 3 days. I've walked the dog for 3 days. Like, you should go outside. And I was like, has it been 3?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Yeah. I changed. I showered. Like, it feels like a new day.
It is in my head, bitch.
There was a costume change.
We did start looking at like 2-3 bedroom apartments that we could never afford just because I do want my own room and bathroom, you know? Like,
felt
too close.
Do you have a 1-bedroom?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Until the spring and then...
Oh, yeah, and now you live in a 2-bedroom?
No, we're going to move this spring.
Into a 2-bedroom?
Yeah.
And you're going to have separate bedrooms?
No, but, you know, separate
spots. Who, yeah,
he works from home. It's like... tight.
That's a Oof. Lot. That's a lot. My ex-boyfriend and I, we lived together for 6 years. He worked from home. I worked from home the last 2 years and we had 2 separate floors.
Holy shit.
So I didn't physically see him and that kept me sane, but I knew he was down there. And so that was still, I had a lot of trouble.
Wow.
I had to take a lot of walks around the block because I'm like, I know you're here.
These stories are rough.
Basically, even the whole apartment. Yeah. Jared works in the corner of our bedroom.
That's where he belongs.
On a fold-out desk.
Yep.
I don't even have a job, but I have a desk in the other room.
So what happened? I'm curious. Like, what did you guys talk about future? Like, where you want to
neither
marriage,
of us
kids,
want to get married or have kids?
Nice.
I've always been that way.
Yeah.
I mean, with my ex, I feel like we talked about like getting married one day, but it was never a priority.
Yeah.
And with Jared, I mean, people are always asking us, and I'm like,
right. I was gonna
so
also ask.
Annoying.
Do you get that a lot?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
I immediately can be like, well, I've never
I also had the
kids.
Urge to ask you, but I think it's probably because I guess society. I don't know.
It's yeah. I mean, no, maybe one day. My brother and my sister are now married. They're both younger. My mom loves to, you know, I have my own journey, as she likes to say.
I was going to ask with having...
Is your mom passive aggressive or is she like...
No, she's Jewish.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's Jewish. My poor mother, none of her 3 kids are with Jews.
Oh.
Nobody's with a Jew. I know. It's rough for her. She pretends she's fine, but I know it's not.
Yeah, that's... Oh, man. That's so weird.
Jared's the most Jewish.
But he's not Jewish.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
But he fasts. On Yom Kippur, and he does
that's fun,
just out of solidarity.
Yeah, and he knows the prayers.
That's
like
sweet.
And
he's Jewish adjacent.
He gives a shit. He really tries. And I'm
Judaism's
like, wow,
a beautiful
you're
religion.
Very good to me for doing that, and like to my parents. Yeah. He's the favorite. My sibling, everyone will agree. They're like, oh, Jared, man.
Oh, wow.
6 years ago, when he started fasting on Yom Kippur, my mom, like, you know, they're like, mom fell in love.
You respect me so much. Yeah,
that's nice. Okay,
very nice.
So is your mom put pressure on you guys? Did she ever put pressure on you guys to date somebody Jewish?
Oh, or she not just really. I just knew it was important to her. Like,
okay,
you know, she always hoped we would like she'd send us like stuff, you know, like make sure you light the menorah. I sent you one, you know, like she'd always make sure it was like a part of your life.
Right, right, right. Well, which I understand, like there are some beautiful traditions and stuff in religious being growing up in a certain religion. But I always am interested in the parent that would disapprove if their kid married somebody outside of their religion. I'm no. like, come on, man.
They don't disapprove. But my sister's wedding was like my mom loved to call it the non-denominational wedding.
Jesus.
And then
no glass being broken here.
No. She said, except
the one
that
she throws privately.
My mom's like, we're going to do a couple things. We're going to do these six prayers. Okay. You know, she's going to do and my grandfather's tallis is going to be the chuppah, and we're going to have the glass. I go, Mom, that's a Jewish
wedding. That's a lot of things.
No, I offered to his family, my sister's husband, they could do any of their traditions. They didn't have any. I go, okay, so you're doing all these things and they're not? Well,
they'll make up traditions just to compete so they have some say in the wedding.
No, I'm sure they were frightened of her. it was her wedding. She ran that shit.
Damn.
Yeah, but no, we don't have plans to get married. We're going away soon, which I'm very excited about. Yeah. We're going on a trip. I'm like, wow, remember trips? Like, what?
I haven't taken a trip. Like, that wasn't a work trip in a while.
Me neither.
So the top of the pandemic was the last one.
And it's stressful to take a trip that's not a work trip. You're like, oh, work's going to come
in. Am I allowed to do this?
As soon as you get on a plane, they're going to be like, hey, we have stuff for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I went out of my way. I went to Costa Rica a couple months ago, and I like planned so many weeks in advance to get all my work done and to tell people in my life over and over again that they were not to bother me. Yeah. Like it was so much work preparing to not work for a week. It worked out though, because I was like really fucking serious about it.
Good.
I was like, do not contact me.
I'd be afraid to contact you if you told me that.
Because I was very serious.
Yeah, yeah. You got to get your vacay time in. It's got to be focused vacation.
She's hired people to be like, don't email.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Oh, my God. How do you find someone who doesn't want to get married or have kids? But apparently I need to know. Can I have Katie's info?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing. I think if I wanted those things, I think Jared would probably be like, sure.
Such a guy.
Does that make you less interested in him, though? Because anytime anyone is willing to do whatever I want, I get disinterested in them.
No. Okay. No, because I think
bend over like blanketly, whatever you want to do.
Just so if I
like
know
that,
I can,
yeah.
If I know I can convince you to do anything, I'm bored.
Wow.
Wow.
But why?
Maybe I'm bored.
It's not challenging. Because I can get men to that point a lot, and then I get bored and then I dump them.
Wow. Wow. We have very different interests, though, I'd say.
You and Jared?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Like, the things we do, and we're very good at, like, doing our own thing. Like,
that's nice. You have autonomy.
Yeah. I mean, like, he, you know, if it were up to him, if I left for the week, I mean, he would love it. He'd play video games nonstop, you know, and he'd play video games online with strangers, and I guess, you know, by himself in the corner of the room.
Yeah.
And
does he not do that when you're there?
He'd see movies. No, he does. But I notice when I leave, if I have to like leave for like shows or something, I come back already. And he's like,
well, I wasn't doing anything.
I'm like, so you've been busy you know, since I left. Like, he won't eat. He won't do anything.
That's nice, if you went on vacation though. Without him, he'd starve.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, he's fine. He was very independent when we met, and I loved that about him. I'm like, oh, he had his own apartment. He didn't have roommates. He was also like the kid in his family, his siblings and stuff, but he was like the one that like moved to New York and like made, you know, a new life for himself. Everyone else kind of, all his friends have like 17-year-old children.
Wow. 17.
When we first started dating, he took me home. They
That's
were like,
so weird.
You're so wild. You guys like live in New York City. You don't even have kids. And I was like, what?
My kid's graduating high school.
Yeah.
I still get so offended when people ask me like on Mother's Day if I have a kid. And then I realize I'm 36 and it's actually a completely fine question to ask me. I'm like appalled. I go, what? What do you think is going on in my life?
Sorry. I'm not on. I didn't know we were filming 16 and pregnant today.
Get wild. And then I go, oh, you're literally 36. Actually, in a couple years,
you're an old bitch.
Will
for
physically
a mom.
Not be able to have children anymore. I can't wait till that day. I can't wait.
We should celebrate. Stop asking, because they're like, there's no way.
She's in menopause. That's I can't wait till I get hot flashes.
I never wanted kids. I was always vocal about it.
Yeah. Same. Are people obnoxious to you about? Because I'm the same way. And people go, you'll change your mind. I go, well, Mother Nature is going to tell me I can't change my mind pretty soon.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, they're not that rude about it. I think it scares people.
Like, yeah. Probably what scares them is you have a life of freedom.
Yeah.
And absolutely. They don't. So it's like their own choices scare them, perhaps.
Because everyone's always projecting. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. most of the time. Mm-hmm. It's just all the time.
Does it disappoint your parents in any way? Like you won't give them grandkids?
I don't think so.
That's good.
My sister had a kid. So
oh, good, good.
They're set.
Yeah, I always thank God for my brother. Yeah. My mom would say so many times, like, guess I'm not getting grandkids from you.
Oh,
like,
no.
Oh, I guess not. You're so nice to me.
I'd be like, but you'll get a nice house when I get really rich one
yeah,
day.
Yeah, and she did. And now I don't talk to her. Okay. So, you know. Cheers.
Okay, that took a turn.
Yeah, that's my life.
No, exactly. I feel like it's I'm very always glad to have like a more traditional brother because he fills yeah. all those familial needs.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
And I'm like, oh, you're moving in with your girlfriend. I love nice. This. Yes.
Take it to the next level.
So what are you going to get married?
Get that baby in
let's
her.
Let's really do this.
Yeah, yeah. Now that both my siblings are married, I'm like, wow, they've got other people to bother.
Yeah.
You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yeah. So nice. And then I can just do whatever the fuck I wanted to do.
I love
yeah,
it.
Have a, that's great.
Have birthday parties for my dog and shit.
How has your sex life ebbed and flowed in a long-term
I love
relationship?
Your birthday parties for your dog. I was really like, my good. Brain was like, I love his birthday party.
They're really good.
How has my sex life what?
Ebbed and flowed in a long-term relationship.
Oh, well, we used to have sex all the time. Those first like 2 or 3 years.
Oh. Yeah, it's like, I remember like my 7-year relationship, the first, yeah, probably 2 or 3 years, every time we saw each other, we're like, well, we have to fuck each other.
Multiple in the
we
morning and the night.
We have to fuck each other all the time.
It was, and I think now, am I old? Is it just we're comfortable with each other?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
And the newness is makes you horny, really.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say in the pandemic and, you know, like in the later 3 years of our relationship, like we don't have sex as much. But
yeah, that happens.
When we do, it's still great. And yeah. I enjoy it. But we don't do it as much.
Do you wish you had more? Does he voice wishing he had sex more? Or are you both OK with it?
I think we both voice we would like more.
But then you don't do anything about it?
I'm curious.
Do you voice it to one another?
We do voice it to one another. Yeah. Well, it's funny. It's like, it depends on like the day. Like, I feel like you have to schedule it now. And I hate that.
Sometimes
I don't want to have to schedule it. But yeah. like, I'm also very good at passing out as soon as I eat dinner and sit on the couch.
Me too.
Like, it's a skill. It's,
I
know.
I know. I'm done. I literally tell boyfriends, like, I tell my boy, I'm like, he'll get upset. And I go, you know that you have to fuck me before we have dinner. And I've told you this a million times. And I don't.
Are we old? Is this what's happening? Right? Do our bodies just like need to shut down after you eat a bowl of pasta?
I don't want to be fucked after I have a belly full of food.
I was always like this, even when I was like, in my early 20s. I just, for me, eating and sex fill the same needs, and so only one is happening.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, so we have to do spontaneous, you know, we do more, I'd say, spontaneous things. It's not just like when we were first dating and it was like, well, we went out to dinner, we got drinks, and now we go home and we have sex. Like, no, it's not like that
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's the ebb and flow that it takes, which yeah. I like. I like that. I don't know. It's
but
nice.
You know, like you said, meals and sex do the same. If I pass out on the couch, I'll wake up at 2 a.m. Jared won't even touch me. He won't even wake me up, and he's playing video games. I go, how long
you
have I been asleep here? How long have I been asleep here? You're playing video games? This is what you want to do? Remember we used to have sex?
That
used to
get mad about
angry
it.
Couple.
Oh my god!
Have you ever talked about anything like opening it up or hall passes, or that's just like far from who you guys are as a couple?
I think it's far from who we are.
And do you know, like, you, do you know that, like, what are the difficult conversations you've had over the course of the past 7 years?
The difficult conversations, probably
years.
Like the marriage and kids stuff, because I don't want to hold him back. And I would say that to him. I'd be like, I love you. And I think you're a wonderful person. And I think he'd be a great father. Like,
sure.
He's such a good dog owner. You know, I mean, he is the ultimate dog owner at this point.
Aww.
You know. But I'm always like, well, I walked.
He takes the dog outside.
The first 6 years.
Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know. So I think those were very difficult when it was like, if you want these things, like, please speak up. Like, I don't want to hold you back.
Yeah.
And I'm very good at that. Also, when I lost my job, that was very hard because I never like having someone pay for me. And like, in a lot of things, I love to just be, you know, I've lived alone for so many years, and I was like very emotional when I lost my like day job. And I was like, I'm not going to have money now. Like, I can't go and do things you want to do. You have a job. I don't, I'm poor now. I don't know what to do. Like, I don't want you to pay for me for everything. Like, we'd have a lot of fights then, because I'd be like, I wouldn't,
because
wanna...
you felt insecure in your financial state.
Yeah. And I didn't want to rely on him at all. And he was very, you know, he'd be like, I got dinner. And I'm like, no, I don't want you to say that, because you know, I'm upset. Like, I don't have money. yeah, so that was very, that was hard when I lost my job like
and,
that.
And you can't, and so did he come into the relationship wanting kids in marriage or unsure? Like,
cause unsure.
I'd unsure, say. And you just want to, because that's a, that's interesting. That's always a very difficult thing for me too, to like, because I feel like especially younger people will make adjustments in their life, like around romance. And as like, you know, my boyfriend's a lot younger than me. And as the older party, I like to be like, I know you think it's a good idea to make these drastic changes for someone that you love, but I can tell you that it's not.
Yeah, because you're betraying yourself.
And I don't want you to regret this, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, also, men can have kids until they're fucking 80 years old, so I don't feel that bad.
They but, really can.
Yeah.
You could extract sperm from a dead guy, I bet, and get pregnant with it.
Wow.
Because I think so often we see as women making really, really drastic changes in their life that they didn't see being a part of their life for a guy, and I always think that's a terrible move that's gonna blow up in your face, even if it's, you know, even if it's 5-10 years later, it's gonna happen. Yeah,
absolutely. So I have friends like that who mm-hmm. I'm like, you see them from growing up and you're like, you didn't want this life.
Oh, right. Oh man. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, I'm so happy, I have three children.
Great.
Yeah. I have a house and I have insurance, and I'm like, okay, I have none of those things, but like, I'm not, I had a great night last
night.
Yeah.
I'm chilling. Yeah, because you do have like a very happy, calm energy, and now knowing a little bit more about your life and the way you navigate it, it makes sense, because you know what you want, you know the structure that you want,
and
you continue to be true to yourself, which is kind of like guaranteed recipe for success.
Content. Yeah.
I've been selfish my whole life. Like, I knew exactly what I wanted to do, and I was, there was no question.
Yeah,
I, you know,
it's nice.
I've
yeah.
never had like another plan, a fallback, a this, right.
Sure.
That
so, makes life a lot easier, honestly.
It
knowing
does.
What you want to do from a young age.
I mean,
nice.
It's not, you know, I wish I chose any other path.
Right,
sometimes.
Of course. We all do. This is not an easy one.
Right. Right? I'm like, what if I could have been a doctor? What if I wanted to be a doctor? Like,
isn't that, yeah.
Oh, man.
I used to lie to my parents and said I wanted to be a heart surgeon / scientist because I knew it would make them happy.
Wow.
Didn't want that at all.
No. She was like, but Shakespeare's calling
I'm
my
born
name.
For the stage, Mom. I don't understand. Where can we find you online, Anna? What would you, anything you like to promote? Website, anything.
Whatever, sure. Whatever you can find me everywhere online at Anna Roisman, AnnaRoisman. And you can listen to my podcast, which might be taking a break, but it's called Unemployed with Anna Roisman. Both of you have done episodes. They
really
are
fun.
Amazing.
Yes.
I literally remember very good details from both of your
I remember. Yeah, I remember.
It was
doing
so fun. It was
really
right before the world shut down.
Yeah,
and it was in not my boyfriend's apartment.
Yes. Yep. Now I know that. Thought it was your boyfriend.
That's so funny.
No. Yeah. You could find me there, and I'm really trying to become a TikToker. That's my new life goal.
Hell yeah.
So
you do make really good TikToks. Oh, because guys, you should tune in. She does a really good Hilaria Baldwin impression.
Oh, you
that got her blocked by Alec Baldwin.
Thank you so
wow.
much.
Wow. Congrats.
Yes, thank you.
Oh wow.
Remember when he used Hilaria? To do Trump? He can't handle someone doing his wife.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she's on a break from social media. So if you need any content, I am the only person doing her right now.
Nice.
She's not even around yet.
Wow.
Incredible.
I think this scared her off.
I love it.
She'll be back.
This has been Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. We'll talk to you next Friday. Guys We Fucked is presented by Luminary.
Created and hosted by Corinne Fisher and Christina Hutchinson.
Editing and music coordination by Mike Coscarelli. Theme song by Rob Patterson and Jake Kozen.
Suck my wet ass pussy.
Christina said to cut that before, but now it's in there.
Yeah, let's keep it. Who cares?
I don't want to be a star. For what it's worth, it doesn't matter who you are. You can spend some time on the line. You can change my mind, fooling people left and right. Yeah, don't let them catch you with the backward stare. She said it happens all the time. She said it happens all the time. I wanna give you change my mind. Yeah, you can change my mind. Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.